Simon Shin Sadihe, the halachas of the bracha the one makes on Erev Chatzeres. The Mechaber says the mitzvah for someone to look for the opportunity to make shiduf from a voice, and he makes a bracha, Shekshanu Tzayisa V'tzivanu al mitzvah Erev. And Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this mitzvah is because if there's no Erev Chatzeres, shiduf from a voice, people might forget, they're not allowed to carry from the houses out to the chatzar and out to the movi, and they come to Isser of carrying. And therefore, it's a mitzvah to try to work it out to make Erev Chatzeres, shiduf from a voice, make a bracha al mitzvah Erev. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Shittuf and Erev, it's really one mitzvah, you ma'arev, you combine, you mishtatef, you bring together all the chatzeres and the mavi, all the courtyards in this mavi together. And then you say, Nusach l'machabes is b'zeh, Shittuf v'dishtuf mavoi, shemutuf ol mei abovi, to carry out and in from the chatzeres to the mavi and vice versa. And the Mishnah adds in the words, mehel l'batim, from the mavi and the chatzeres to the houses and vice versa on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, since we do Shittuf makom Erev, we do one big thing for shtuf mavoi and Erev chatzeres. Therefore, it's appropriate to lashon mavi lachatzar chatzar mavi and mehem lebatim and batim lehem, all in one nusach together. And Mishnah Berurah tells us to look at the Mishnah Berurah that he himself wrote and the Mishnah Shin Sam Vav, the correct nusach how to say it. When do you make the bracha? At the time that you gather the flour or the food from the bnei mavi, or at the time that mizaka for them. If you're not collecting, you'll be mizaka for everybody. The Mos says if they made the erev and they forgot to make a bracha, the erev still takes effect. The bracha is not ma'akev. In fact, Mishnah Berurah adds that if they don't say the whole nusach of b'zeh shitov or b'dei neiruva, as long as they're all partners in the food, that's good enough. The nusach of Ba'adein, or Bezer Shittuf, is not ma'akev at all. Now we start Hilchos Tchumen, Tchum Shabbos. Simen Shin Tzai Vav, the halacha of the four amos that everyone has on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Shvui Shtachtov, and the Mechaber says, from this we learn that everybody has four amos wherever he is on Shabbos. Even if he left the Tchum, he went beyond the 2,000 amos that he is allowed to walk on Shabbos. Still, wherever he is, Chazal always gave him four amos. The Makar, it's the Smachtov and the Spasik Shvuish Tachtov. Tachtov, Mishnah Berurah explains, under him, a person, his guv is three amas, placing his amas stretch out his arms and legs. So a person is considered something that takes the space of four amas. Shvuish Tachtov is always entitled to his four amas. Even if you left the Tchum, which means that Shvuish Tachtov, even those who left the Tchum, Mishnah Berurah explains. How do you measure an amma? It's an arm's length. You measure by that person's arms. Less, if he has short arms, Mishnah Berurah explains, if he's regular height, he has short arms, then we go by the average arm's length of the average person, which each one is 6 tefachim. On a practical basis, an amma is approximately somewhere between 18 and 24 inches. The Aruch HaShulchan says 21 inches. Rav Moshe has a share slightly bigger, 21 and a quarter inches. That's the share of an amma. So then 4 ammas is going to be 7 feet or a drop more than 7 feet. The Rambam brings 2 shittas. One shitta holds that you measure 4 ammas in whichever direction you want, but 4 ammas this way or that way. The Rambam says they do it mervachlis, you don't do something so exact, you do it with a little ravchlis, a little spacious. The Shaar Tzion says you can add another 2 etzbayos, a tiny bit more, but it's basically 4 amos in any one direction. The Yesham is the second sheet of the holds, you have 4 amos in all directions. From where you're standing, 4 amos to the north, 4 amos to the south, 4 amos to the east, 4 amos to the west. A box 8x8, because you get the diagonal also. Although when it comes to carrying on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, they only allow to carry up to 4 amos, not 4 amos or more. There, you don't get 4 amos each direction, you just get 4 amos boxed in to be 5.6 amas by 5.6 amas, because you got the diagonals. Here you get 4 amas each direction, 8x8. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, with Samach on the Shita, that you get 8x8. The Mechaber says, if Beis, the every person starts off Shabbos, that's where his Shir of Tchum Shabbos, that's where it begins. If he starts off the Eretz Mukav Adir, that's fenced in for the purpose of deer, for the purpose of living, residential purposes, even if right now no one lives there, the whole fenced-in area is considered to be like 4 amas, and Zapayim Am of Tchum Shabbos only begin once you go out of this fenced-in area. If the area is fenced-in, but not for deer, the purpose, not for residential purposes, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, the same share by Kafif and some Shinon Ches, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, less than, say, about 15,000 square feet, then it's considered like Da'al Amas, even if it's not Hukav Adir. If it's more than that, then if it's not Hukav Adir, not for living purposes, then the heck of the fencing does not help. And you just got down amos each direction for where you are, and your 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos begin right afterwards. Mechaber says, even someone start of Shabbos on a mound, like on a cliff, that it doesn't have proper walls, but since it's a cliff, that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground on all sides, we say good asim chitzta. Or if he starts of Shabbos in the area that's fenced in only by cut down grain, which the Mishnah Berurah explains that he tied the grain together in a way that the Ruach Metzir, regular wind, will not shake it. That works as a mechitza. As long as it's less than Sasayim, less than Beis Sasayim, so it does not have to be Hukal Vadira, the whole fenced-in area or the whole tail is considered like the Aramas, and the 2,000 Amas to Rosh Shabbos only begin afterwards.